From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Caitlin McElwain. Ashland residents are ready for changes to the waste collection system. KOMU 8 reports the city released preliminary results of an online survey issued last week to explore recycling service options. This comes after Boone County took unprecedented measures to suspend the city's recycling program because of excessive contamination. 76% of survey respondents said they would be interested in curbside recycling pickup in Ashland. Nearly 70% of respondents, like Marie Grierson, are willing to pay for it.
If we can't have it, the recycling here, I'd be more than happy to go the other way. I know Columbia has it, and Jeff City and a lot of the other towns around have it that way.
The city of Ashland currently has no plans to adapt the recycling model, but are monitoring results to the online survey. The Columbia Board of Adjustment unanimously approved a subdivision development that would allow smaller lots. The Columbia Missourian reports the board heard a request on behalf of Black Dog Consulting and Development that would allow cottage optional development standards in an 18-lot subdivision. This allows developers to build smaller properties with the goal of creating more affordable housing. The cottage category can also fulfill the city's goals and objectives to support diverse and inclusive housing. The location of the division would be at 3612 Oakland Gravel Road and would be within walking distance of Blue Ridge Middle School, Oakland Middle School, and an MU healthcare facility. All five candidates running for the Glasgow Board of Aldermen were disqualified. KOMU 8 reports the Missouri Ethics Commission declared the candidates disqualified after each person failed to meet the January filing deadline for a financial statement of intent. Scott Morris, a business owner in Glasgow and former alderman, says no candidates on the ballot will lead to confusion. Only write-ins can be in the running now, and a non-disqualified person could win by simply writing their name down and accepting the nomination.
Having someone on the city council that may not have a background in finances or leadership could be an issue.
Four of the six positions on the Glasgow Board of Aldermen are up for grabs. The election will be held April 4th. A Moberly doctor pled guilty yesterday to federal charges of making false statements on healthcare matters. KOMU 8 reports Dr. Justin G. LaMonda admitted to using his father's name to bill Medicare and Medicaid services. LaMonda's father is also a doctor. LaMonda's medical license was suspended for 30 days in 2017 after he was accused of engaging in sexual activity with his office manager and later prescribing her controlled substances without sufficient examination. In 2018, a Medicare administrative contractor revoked his Medicare privileges after determining he submitted reimbursement claims for services he performed while suspended. In 2019, his Medicare provider number was terminated. LaMonda admitted to causing total losses of $537,322 to Medicare and Missouri Medicaid. LaMonda faces up to 5 years in prison, a fine of $250 or both. I'm Caitlin McElwain, KBIA News, Columbia.